Hey guys, another nighttime episode. My family is sleeping, so now is the time for me to create some content for you guys. And today I want to talk about the viola. I recently picked up this instrument less than a month ago, and I want to talk to you guys about why I'm learning the viola, and but also talk about what it looks like to have a hobby as a husband, as a father of three children, and what that looks like with just how busy life can be with children and just other life demands. And so hopefully this could be an encouragement to maybe some dads out there or people just looking to maybe just find something that they enjoy and that they can pick up and hopefully bring joy to your life or joy to other people's lives. And so yeah, one of the one question you can ask is, why now? That's a great question. As for artists, it's sometimes we follow our nose, and there's different seasons for different pursuits. I know not everyone is wired like this. Some people will, just want to play golf for years and years and years, and that's their thing, and so be it. Other people, they, just want to do one thing one week and then do something another week, and I like to my wife sometimes has to play catch up with me because of all of my wild pursuits, and so that's something that I've been that we've had to work through in our marriage. Both is something good, but also something that's been can be difficult at times too, is just being able to make sure you're on the same page. Like, oh, hey, I'm pursuing this now, and hey, what do you think about that? And so for example, about a year, man, a few years ago, like I picked up airsoft, and I was like, man, I want to start doing airsoft, and been able to do it, and has started creating events, living out in the country, and we have the space to do it, so. We've had quite a few, and I want to say maybe 10, 15, maybe outings within the last few years, and it's been a lot of fun. But it's something that as I've been thinking about, it's something I'm not sure what it'll look like long term. But that aside, so for the viola, my wife and I really enjoy string instruments, and I just have this just love of when I hear stringed instruments play, typically whether it's I don't know, just really beautiful melodic romantic type sounding songs that they could be sad, they could be just or just songs that are moving. I've always just found sad songs to just make me happy. And so fast forward, why now? I guess it's a little bit tricky to answer, but I just came to a point where I was wanting to do something with my time. And something fun, something enjoyable, something on the side, just apart from just work and other endeavors that I have. And so it was kind of between writing, podcasting, and then I was like, hey, maybe I should learn an instrument. And I just haven't gotten to the whole immerse myself into writing quite yet. And so obviously I have a podcast, but I'm a little bit inconsistent. And so picked up an instrument and decided, hey, now's the time I want to learn, and this would be a way for me to something for me to enjoy, something that'll bring hopefully beauty into this world, and it's a way that I can create something that hopefully bring me joy and something that I can like love others with. Maybe more down the road, when Lord willing, hopefully, I'd sound okay someday. That's kind of why I want to pursue it. And right now I'm about 24 days in, so roughly a little over 3 weeks, and it's just been so fun. I've just noticed my mental attitude and demeanor has been different, and just my I don't know, I've just been having this drive to get up and practice. Sometimes it's been early morning, sometimes it's been 5 o'clock, sometimes it's been late at night from like 10 to after 11 o'clock. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. But it's just been so enjoyable, and I'm looking forward to just what God wants to do with it and where it'll lead. And but yeah, right now I can kind of play, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I've been, trying to play by ear a little bit with some worship songs, that has some strings in it, and that's been really fun. But obviously I'm just a noob, so I am very scratchy, in the scratchy stages. And anyway, why viola compared to like the violin? In case you didn't know, so viola is bigger than the violin, and it's still way smaller than the cello. You get the viola is like a perfect hybrid of the violin and the cello. You get both the high notes of the violin and you get the low notes of the cello, and you have your own clef, and so you're kind of all by yourself when it comes to the music. You're not in treble or a bass clef. And anyway, so it's a new thing for me to learn that. And anyway, I think it's a great combination of both. You get this nice, deep, rich sound that has just this caramely warm warmth to it. And then you can also have this high, bright sounds that you can play that reach into like the range of the violin. And you just get just both of those. And my wife plays a cello, and then my sister also plays violin. And so I was like, hey, why not start a different instrument? And that has best of both worlds. It's fairly cost effective, or a little bit easier on the pocketbook compared to like a cello. You can transport it fairly easily. So this worked out really well for me. I give you guys an idea of if you ever just want to get into playing music, something that, and you're looking at how do I get started? I went to, Schmidt's in Fargo here and decided to do they have a really cool program where you can like lease to own, but essentially you're paying a monthly fee, but you own the instrument. Instead of actually renting it, you actually own it, and then you just eventually just pay it off over so many years, and then your rent or your leasing, your money just goes toward the final contribution of the instrument. Now the typical student violas are about $1,100, and so it's probably not the best deal to do that over multiple years. You're better off just buying your own. Maybe not from a shop, but I'm not opposed to buying from a shop either. It just depends on what you can find. So I started doing that, and then actually a few days in, I was like, I want to keep going with this. And actually ended up finding a viola on Facebook for about $200. And so that was and it was about the same, pretty identical to the viola I had from Schmitz. And so it was a steal. And it's been working great. Hopefully looking to upgrade some things in the near future. But that aside, yeah, look for Facebook, look for used, but then you can do some research on how you can, what to look for in used instruments. Some of you might ask, well, hey, how do you have time for all of this, being a dad of three and husband and, work and being an entrepreneur, all these things. And so, what I have done, so I guess first off, I'd say, really recommend, like, if you can have a own your own business, be some kind of entrepreneur of some sort, that'll really kind of free up your time to say, hey, this is what I want to do with my time. And you can say, hey, I want to, give myself an hour to, practice every day, or however much time that is. So that's one thing. Another thing is, mornings and evenings, and that's kind of the with just whatever personal endeavor pursuit that you have as a father is, early mornings when everyone's sleeping or late at night. So like tonight, when everyone's sleeping is, hey, now's the time you can pursue the things that you want. And so for me, it's time to make a podcast. And so, but I also had evenings where it's like, oh, I didn't practice today, and I get home and it's 10 o'clock, and it's like, I wanna go practice. So, but then I've also had some early mornings, get up at 5. But yeah, it just depends. But those are, you kind of have to really be dedicated if you really want to go down that route. I know that's not gonna be everybody's cup of tea. But otherwise, it's just, finding that time throughout the day. Or just when you have that time, to be able to do it for the things that you see that are worth it and that are valuable. And so, because we all have limited time here. And so, how about learning? I'm not using a formalized, I'm not being formally taught currently. So I'm doing some self-teaching. I'm using an online course, YouTube, and then I have some beginner books as well. Obviously there are going to be some downsides to that. There are some things that I don't want to learn, whether it's poor posture or the wrong way of holding a bow or the viola or just how I there's so many things that could go wrong. And so you kind of have to do your homework and just make sure that the things that you are doing is that you're doing them well, so you don't end up practicing, with the wrong posture for months and months, if not years. So that's something that I'm, as I think about it, and if I have questions, I'm open to, whether it's, yeah, asking people that are experts in the industry for their help. But then I'm, if you can take classes too, by all means, take a class. I just haven't got to that point yet. So I have an online course that I think is you get a 2 months or sorry, two free weeks, and that's been really great. And then I think it's like, I don't know if it's like $9 a month, and it's that's I've been really enjoying it. That's just called a music professor if you're interested. And they have all types of instruments that they'll do, like master classes for, and just start from the bottom and work your way up. So, anyway, so I'm not sure where this will lead. My kind of hope is that someday I'd be able to, play with our within our church, just I guess one of our our services where I could be on the worship team, and then I'd have to probably transpose my own music. I'm not totally sure what that'll look like. But that's something that I'm interested in, as well as who knows? Maybe I could be in an orchestra someday, but that could be a long ways off from now too. So I dramatic pause. No. Yeah, so I've been really enjoying playing. I've been enjoying finding new music. I've recently just discovered that it's that when people get to about their 30s, they start to like not find new music anymore. I'm not saying this is for everyone, but in general, that you kind of lose your drive to just find new music. And I was like, wow, that's kind of sad. It's like the music that you kind of had as a in your 20s and up to your 30s. It's like those that type of music gets ingrained in you, and you just end up listening to that, I'm guessing, for the rest of your life. But so I've been kind of challenging myself to I gotta find some new music, and I've just been finding lots of different classical pieces and also just worship songs that use strings, and it's been a lot of fun just to find beautiful music that's out there. I mean, there's just so much that's out there, and so it can be tricky digging, but man, once you find that gold, it's pretty great. And this year, I don't know. And in the past, I've had themes to years as far as picking certain topics. I'm kind of thinking maybe this year will be music. But however, that could change. I had a year where I wanted to study, focus on cosmology, and I think it ended up turning into like guns or something. So very different topic. And so you just never know with never know with me what the year will turn into. And I will leave you guys with that. But hopefully, yeah, give you guys some ideas of what you can do to either get started or to pick up a hobby, something that you think you could enjoy, and hopefully bring beauty into other people's life too, and a way that you can love others. So if you guys have questions or want to talk more about whether it's hobbies or instrument, music, things that I've been enjoying listening to, feel free to email me at ben@bennash.co. Love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you guys later.